This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
On Joy Now, Transpositions, a safe place for trans communities, our friends and our allies to share our experiences. We'll discuss our issues, our challenges and our successes. We'll occasionally make you cry and hopefully we'll educate and inspire you. Welcome to Transpositions on Joy 94.9.
You are on Transpositions on Joy 94.9, and I'm Kurt, and I'm your host this evening, and I do have the lovely Megan co-hosting with me. How are you, Megan?
Very good, thanks, Kurt. How are you tonight?
I'm lovely tonight. It's a bit fresh outside, though.
Well, it's actually funny. Like, today was this very lovely summer day. Almost felt very summerish sort of walking outside, but it's actually really funny. This morning when I left home, the wind was blowing, and I thought, yeah, it's felt a bit like winter, but it's just like, that's the thing about Melbourne. It just warms
that's
up
Melbourne.
And it's Melbourne. We just love Melbourne.
We do. And now joining us in the studio tonight, Megan, we've got the lovely Andrea. How are you, Andrea?
Oh, really well.
It's lovely to have you now. People have met you before on Transpositions. If they want to listen to the episode, it's actually podcast by a certain someone who does our podcasting.
I wonder who that is.
I wonder.
That's a lovely Andrea, who we always thank at the end of each show.
We do. We make sure we mention that you're working hard on the podcasts, Andrea. They are sounding fantastic.
Thank you.
So if anyone is looking for Transpositions podcasts, you can go to the Joy website, joy.org.au. And I'm Kurt, and I'm joined by Megan and Andrea tonight on this lovely Melbourne night, a bit fresh outside.
Oh, well, hopefully it's not too fresh. It's sort of going home, because I don't like the idea of sort of spending my time sort of going home freezing
being
cold.
A little lady standing out in the cold.
Kurt, you know, I'm not little.
All right.
Well, we're probably about the same height or something like that.
Are we? Maybe.
Well, I'm like 5'9". What are you?
Oh, I wouldn't have a clue. That
serious?
Is a good question, yeah. Well, luckily, I'm not short, though, for a trans guy.
Yeah, actually, that's really lucky in that respect, because it's one of those things, like, I know with me, sort of, I'm, what, 5'9", so I'm not overly tall for a trans woman, but even still, it's just like, I would love to be a little bit shorter.
we've all got wishes.
I'm not sure, dreams. I think. Height really doesn't come into it anymore. I mean, that's just stereotyping.
True. Yeah. We're good
seriously,
at stereotyping here, though.
It's like so easy to just be paranoid just about everything which is sort of going on around yourself. It's like, I'd love to be this, I'd love to be that, I'd love to be a little bit shorter, I'd love to be skinnier, but that means I have to eat less chocolate. I love my chocolate. Chocolate's my friend at the moment. I'd be absolutely lost without chocolate, but my tummy is telling me a different story because it's growing in the wrong spots.
Is it? I say chocolate makes your clothes shrink.
No, that's when you stuff up in the washing machine.
Oh, right.
Yeah, I've done that a couple of times. The joys of learning about being a woman.
Fantastic. anyway, tonight, now, Andrea, you identify as intersex and transgender, which we sort of spoke about the last episode you were on. Do you want to just explain, for anyone that's listening first time, how that works for you?
Okay, I was born intersex, and it's a mistake in the cell division. So part of the, or some of my chromosomes actually got recombined. But I have a variant on the regular Klinefelters. So instead of having every single cell equally affected, only parts of my body are affected by the chromosomal mistake. So I'm a mosaic.
So when we talk about Klinefelters, particularly in terms of intersex conditions, exactly what is Klinefelters?
Okay, Klinefelters, it's a recombination of the X chromosome. You basically end up with one extra X chromosome or two extra X chromosomes, or up to, I think, up to about five X chromosomes and
wow.
one and at least one Y chromosome. So mm-hmm. that puts you into the Klinefelter spectrum. Mm-hmm. Then if you're a mosaic, the cell divisions went wrong somewhere during the early parts of the embryo's development, and only parts of you will have the genetic mistake in them, which is what I have.
So in terms of like the genetic mistake, physically, how does that sort of manifest itself within yourself? Is there things that, like, in terms of body shape or body, the things that which are different in that respect?
Yes. With me, I've ended up with far broader hips, narrower shoulders, narrower thorax. Pelvis is far more like a female, but they were the things that took place during puberty. But before that, there were issues like early learning development, fine motor skills just didn't exist. There was like pretty poor muscle tone.
So most of those things sort of they really manifest itself like during puberty, was it? Or
no, they were actually before puberty.
Oh.
And also literacy was quite later developing and very, very difficult too. So the literacy center of the brain is affected. It doesn't mean that you're dysfunctional or anything like that. It's a lot harder to communicate with people, and people tend to find you a little bit more standoffish or something because it's harder to actually go out and create or have conversations. You're not as articulate as other people at that age. But the biggest one is at puberty. That's when things really, really started going quite skew.
Yeah, because I could probably look from an outsider's perspective when I know what it's like going, I think, well, we all know what it's like going through puberty, and particularly if you're trans, you know how difficult it is going through puberty because your body's developing in a way in which it should have. So, and you've got peer group pressures and those kinds of things, and what was it like for you?
Well, I think I had to learn how to transition to being a guy.
Wow.
During puberty, all of a sudden, things started changing the wrong way.
Yep.
And so you were assigned male at birth.
Yes.
So you were told to be a male when you were being brought up.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I was brought up as a male. I was expected to act like a male, and there was quite a bit of negative reinforcement involved in it. It's like, you know, if you have a puppy dog that pees on the carpet and you apply the rolled-up newspaper rule, eventually you start behaving the way someone else intends you to be. But during puberty, when things start to change, you're actually developing into a different person at that stage and you're starting to develop an identity. That was when it was really becoming a bit of a struggle because the body was changing differently and you had to work out ways of hiding things and, you know, disguising things.
Because there's a number of different stages of identity development, and during puberty particularly is one of those key stages.
Well, so that's when you're casting, you know, things in stone at that stage.
Exactly. And also the social context as well, because that's when you're really reaffirming with family and other people around you, sort of saying, well, this is who I am, but you know, behind it, all of it, no, that's not really me. I sort of
Okay, the gender issue was completely separate. And yes, I did, you know, from a very, very early age, I had a gender issue, which was very hard to deal with. I identified as being female. I wanted to be female, everything. I didn't understand the difference between male and female. I just knew which side of the fence I had to be on. The intersex has no impact on my gender.
Because, like, when you think about the intersex condition itself, that's a biological thing, whereas where you're
purely physical.
Yeah, that's a physical thing, where mentally where your brain's at is obviously something which is completely different altogether.
Yeah, it's like you can walk around and kick the tires and smell the roses and whatever. It's a real physical thing.
Yeah.
It's there. What's between your ears is, you know, your identity, and that's who you are. You're born that way. And I was born female, how I feel that I should be. But my body, you know, it's, I don't have a choice. I carry a Y chromosome, so I have to be classed as male. But my development was governed also by the extra X chromosome within my body, which then caused a few other issues with, you know, how I physically developed during puberty. But also there's other medical issues that are associated with having Klinefelters, and it's something that I have to live with as well. it's not so clear cut, but they are two completely separate things.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Now, as well as being intersex and transgender, you also have a lot of skills up your arm and a few facilities, and I'm looking forward to talking to you about that tonight. Mm. And also we can touch a little bit on your relationship with your partner, because it's a positive one, and I think it's fantastic that you're still with your partner, and she knows everything that's going on, and she's fantastic support for you. And later up in tonight's show, we do have an interview with Buck Angel that we're going to play for you, which Chris, who's usually here on panel, did for us this afternoon.
Yes.
I'm on panel tonight, so if there are any more stuff up to you, you've got me to
blame. Oh, Kurt, look, you know, it's like running panel is actually not an easy thing to do altogether.
So thanks, Megan.
It's like, for those of you guys who actually aren't sort of familiar, it's actually this great big sort of control desk and all these buttons and
lots of buttons
things, and I get confused looking at it. I'm a tech person.
Well, thanks for making me feel better, Megan.
That's okay. We all love you.
You are on Transpositions on Joy 94.9.
We love the idea of people sending us messages and text messages and emails and all those wonderful things. So feel free. So get your fingers going. Send us some messages. We're always happy to listen. And
send us some sexy texts.
Oh, nice and salacious.
Sexting.
Kurt, you're such a dirty boy.
Megan's face. That was great. So
my joy just hit the ground. And this is the thing I tell people. I am sweet, innocent, and pure.
Pure. You're wearing white today. You do look very pure.
Yeah, but I'm sweating some pure filth.
Pure filth. Nice.
Well, I'm not that bad. I try and be good, but yeah, I do have a brain which likes to go. Yeah, try. Yeah, okay. Try.
Now, Andrea, before the little break, I was telling everyone that you've got lots of skills, many skills. And you were talking about how you've got facilities going, and it was sort of a bit of an escape for you to get really heavy into working and crafts, and you've got a sawmill going.
I do like to be creative, and I like to challenge myself. And generally, I would sort of try and build up some sort of a persona where people would just think that I was capable of doing pretty much anything. So I would just keep developing more and more skills. But you know, just before transition, I really needed to work out how I was going to feed myself and the rest of the family and look after everybody. And one of the things was I thought I could, you know, probably put a sawmill together, take on logging contracts, tender for logging coops and things like that. I could be the ugliest woman in the forest and no one would ever have to bother with me. And consequently, then sort of started looking at what I needed to put a whole plant together. So, okay, it's easy enough to go out and tender for a logging coop. Then I would need to fall the trees, extract the trees from the forest, and then process the timber, dry it, and then final machining into usable products. But at the same time, I really wanted it to be sustainable and eco-friendly. So we developed processes that would be that would have the smallest footprint and the least amount of impact. It was all selective logging. So it was just something that I put together and it was working at the time, but had no real idea where I needed to be as a person that I really am. As it's turned out, it's quite different. I'm actually in the beauty industry, which just suits me down to the ground. But also I do silversmithing, where I like making jewellery. I love weaving. Anything that's creative, anything that's a challenge, anything that uses my mind. But I would really love to pass on my skills to other people. And I would really love to pass my abilities on to FTM Shed or something like that, and get them involved, and possibly even just I can donate quite a few saw logs and things like that and hand it to people from the opposite gender, and they can develop and then possibly take the remuneration from that and donate it to individuals that are struggling or something like that.
Wow. Surgery, top surgery costs and
bottom surgery costs.
Face surgery costs.
There's all these different surgeries, and this part of the thing about it being trans is just lots of different things and costs. And that's actually
expensive.
A really good thing, actually.
I just think, you know, that there are a lot of skills and a lot of skill sets sitting out there on each side of that gender divide that could be passed over. You know, there's so many people that have resources and it would be really nice to actually help someone else out and try and bring the community a lot closer together. I mean, everyone knows there's, you know, female to male and there's male to female. There's a big divide. You just don't get the direct contact between both groups. And wouldn't it be nice to actually bring everyone together and pass on skills? Mm. You don't have to still be involved in it, but, you know, you can help people out somewhere along the line.
If anyone's listening that would like to help us set something up like that, please get in contact with us during the week, transpositions@joy.org.au if you'd like to email us.
Yeah, absolutely. We'd be really interested to actually hear something about that. That'd be actually really good. Because I suppose one of the things that, which is really important for us is making sure that there's that degree and support for the community itself. Being trans is difficult, and making sure there's actually people around us who are willing to share their knowledge and support and ideas and those kinds of things are really important for everyone that's around us. So, yeah, as Kurt said, look, if you do have something there, please share it with us. We'd be very happy to hear it and take it on board.
And Andrea, I think it's fantastic passing on those skills, because a lot of people in the queer community, especially the trans and gender diverse community, are unemployed and are too afraid to go to uni and study, and or they can't afford it. So that is fantastic that you're so abundant in skills and willing to pass it on.
Well, I was an instructor in the forest operations industry. I have no interest in pursuing that any further for myself, but if I can pass it on to somebody else and make a difference to their life, and there must be a lot of other people with similar skill sets or just diversity that could pass things on and make a difference to a young person's life. And there are a lot of people my age that come comfortable and were just become selfish. But there are a lot of very young people out there that just need that little bit of a helping hand to get over that hurdle.
Absolutely. I think probably one of the things which is really important for us as we get older is recognising that there is that younger generation of people coming through, and they need that knowledge and they need those skills so they can actually survive themselves. So absolutely. Very good.
You're on Transpositions on Joy 94.9, and that was the Lily Allen song that we were trying to play for you before.
Before technology sort of ran amok on us.
It did run amok on us. How rude.
Yeah, it's just so not playing our game tonight.
Not great. Now, Megan, you've got a few news items for us, and then we're going to play a little bit of Buck Angel's interview.
Yeah, I'm actually really looking forward to listening to Buck, so I think we'll have to get through this really quickly. So there's just a couple of news items I sort of just want to quickly touch on. So one of the first things is actually in Malaysia, there was a court victory for transgender rights. And over there, there's been a ban on cross-dressing, and that is dressing obviously clothes in the opposite biological sex. And it's actually been ruled as being unconstitutional. Now, the appeals court had a ruling on a ban of cross-dressing and has found it to be unconstitutional and considered the lifting of the ban to be an important victory for the rights of transgender people in Malaysia. Malaysian authorities frequently abuse transgender women at the expense of their dignity and violation of their rights. Now, the court's ruling should send a clear message to the religious department and other officials who just can't do what they like to transgender people. The three-judge panel of the Putrajaya Court of Appeals said the state Sharia law ban on cross-dressing was degrading, oppressive and inhuman. And so long as it was enforced, transgender people would continue to live in uncertainty, misery and indignity. Now, Bob Dietrich, the LGBT advocacy director of the Human Rights Watch, said that the court's rejection of the ban on cross-dressing was a strong affirmation of the rights of transgender people in Malaysia. So that's a really big win in Malaysia. So fantastic. The other thing as well, one of our sort of icons that we have in the transgender community is Laverne Cox. Now, Laverne Cox, she has been named as one of the Glamour magazine's Women of the Year. So there's actually a number of women who have been listed as Women of the Year in the Glamour magazine in the US, and she's been one of them. So she's up there with the names of women such as Lupita Nyong'o, Lupita Nyong'o, I think it is how you pronounce it, Mindy Kaling, Chelsea Clinton and Samantha Power. Now, according to Glamour magazine, they chose Laverne Cox because of her unparalleled candor, courage and eloquence. And unfortunately, I'm not going too well with eloquence tonight. I'm sort of all over the shop. I think technology has been playing miss for Kurt and my mouth has been going sideways for me tonight. But anyway, sort of going back to Laverne, as I said, her unparalleled candor, courage and eloquence have helped us immensely in understanding a community that is far too often misunderstood. She teaches us that gender identity lives first and foremost in our hearts and in our minds. So that's a really good one.
Yes. And we have had a message from Dana. And Dana says, this Andrea Bird sounds smashing. I can't think of anything sexy to say, but if I could, it would include wood.
I'm Thank enjoying you.
Wood spelled W00 as OOD instead of Wood WOULD. And Dana says she's enjoying this discussion. Megan, you've got another point to
I was going to say, Andrew just passed this across to me, and there's been just late mail, late news. The New South Wales Legislative Council has motioned that marking Intersex Awareness Day in 2014. So we've heard a motion that's been put forward by the Upper House of New South Wales Parliament by Dr. Maureen Farquhar. He's a member of the Greens Party. They've passed Legislative Council at 2:45 p.m. The motion needed cross-party to support to achieve this. This is on our Facebook page, but there's actually a motion which is there for the Intersex Awareness Day. So I think we'll get this post on our Facebook page.
Excellent.
And we can make everyone aware of this. This is really good. So
good stuff.
Fantastic. Yeah, there's lots of really good things happening in New South Wales at the moment, which is an important lesson for Victoria, and particularly with a state election coming up in Victoria very, very soon. So those people out there voting and considering their votes, maybe you want to think about transgender rights and LGBT rights as well to a larger extent and what's important when it comes to state elections.
I think the most important thing about that bill that was put forward to Parliament is that it's recognising that just euthanasia and sterilisation of intersex people should really, really be scrutinised. It shouldn't just be allowed to happen anymore, as well as, in some cases, surgeries without consent, as well as coercion.
Mm. Thanks for all that lovely news, Megan. It's exciting that so many things are happening.
Mm.
Now, we have got coming up a Buck Angel interview.
Absolutely. I'm looking forward to Buck, because Buck's actually been Buck was speaking to Chris, an all panel guy, which he's talking to Chris earlier on today. So we're actually going to play some of the interview now, actually. So it's actually going to be something which I'm really looking forward to doing. Buck's going to be coming out to Australia later next year, I believe. Is it the Feasts Festival or something? Let's actually play the interview so we can have a bit of a listen to what Buck's got to say.
Yeah, excellent. You are on Transpositions on Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9, and on the line with me now is a man known for being an advocate for what masculinity may mean or may not mean to everybody in the world. He is a trans man, he's an activist, he's a health promoter, he's also been a porn star. He is Buck Angel, and he is back with us on the station today. Welcome back to Joy, Buck.
Right on, thanks for having me.
You were only here in Australia, it seems like a few months ago, back for Midsummer and for Mardi Gras in Sydney.
Yeah, I think that was in February I was there, yeah, and I'm coming, it's already November and I'm coming back. It's kind of crazy.
Yeah, so 2014 was, the first time that you had been in Australia, and you're going to make it here a second time in the same year.
Yeah, I know, it's exciting, especially Adelaide, because I haven't been to Adelaide yet, so I'm super excited to go there.
Now, have you been to Adelaide before?
No, I haven't. I was only in Sydney and Melbourne the last time I was there, so it'll be the first time I was in Adelaide, but I'm really excited because I hear it's a pretty awesome place.
It's known as Radelaide.
Because?
Because it's not. No. No, that's not fair. That's one of the reasons why Feast Festival is becoming more and more popular every year, because they are doing an amazing job in terms of this LGBTI festival. I have just been having a look at your run sheet for Feast Festival in Adelaide, and it is ridiculous. You are nonstop every day.
I know. Well, you wouldn't even imagine what I did the last time I was there. So this time is the same. But that's the whole point. I mean, I'm flying all the way across the world, right? It's the whole point is for me to do as much advocacy and showing my work as possible. And Catherine, the woman who puts the festival on, is so amazing. And she saw me speak when I was in Sydney at the Mardi Gras, and she's the one who's really bringing me in. But so I told her I would do as many events as possible, because I think it's just a great festival and a great place for me to really get my work out there.
Yeah, so let's do the rundown, shall we? So on November the 20th, which is Worldwide Transgender Day of Remembrance, so you're actually going to be at a commemorative event at the University of South Australia, and alongside people like Paige Phoenix, you'll also be with Carlotta, who's one of the most well-known cabaret performer trans people in here in Australia. So that's pretty big in itself.
Yeah, I know. I'm really excited that event goes on all over the world, if you're not familiar with it. So I'm really excited that I get to be part of that Transgender Day of Awareness there in Adelaide. So it should be a pretty amazing event.
In terms of Feast Festival, you're riding the wave right through. So on Friday, November 21, you'll actually be presenting your own film, Sexing the Trans Man. What is Sexing the Trans Man about?
And I love the way you just said that. It was great. That's a documentary that I made specifically about trans men talking about their sexuality and through their change of from female to male, and how hormones and just being in their body has changed their perspective on their own sexuality. And so I just talked to a lot of different trans men, and I also talked to partners of trans men or people who are allies of trans men, and talking about how, you know, things have changed for them. And it mostly focuses on sexuality and how they feel with their bodies sexually, and how they function sexually, and how they relate to their genitals sexually. And it just became a huge hit for me. It's been such an amazing joy to see that film be shown all over the world.
The thing about trans sexuality and sexual expression is that in some ways it's the taboo subject, because we're set around that we really shouldn't ask. It's none of our business. But at the same time, it's also something that I'm sure both people within the trans community and people outside of the trans community are both curious and interested in.
Right. No, and for sure, not all trans people feel comfortable to talk about their sexuality. Just like, you know, cisgendered or whoever, they're not necessarily so comfortable talking about that. I am. It's part of my work is talking about sexuality. So not for me, it is important for the world or people who are curious about us and our sexuality to talk about it. So I feel like I'm kind of the guy who really puts that out there and feels comfortable enough to talk about that. But not all trans people really, because I know people are curious about how things have changed for us, how we relate to our genitals, if we've had genital surgery. And, you know, it does for some trans people feel like a freaky thing to talk about. But for me, I think it's an important awareness in becoming yourself, whoever you are, is to, you know, be comfortable in your body sexually.
This film not only explores your experiences, but you get many other people to actually talk about their own experiences.
Yeah. It's not really about me at all. I just produced and directed it. It's about other men's, trans men's voices around their own, you know, coming to their own understanding of their own sexuality and how that happens through their change.
Fantastic. So for everybody who will be in Adelaide, that's Friday, November 21 at the Mercury Cinema. On a similar subject, on the Saturday, you will actually be presenting at the University of South Australia and actually sharing your own life story in a little session called Bucking the System. So this is where we will get to hear the Buck Angel story in detail, I'd imagine.
Yeah, that's just basically me just yapping about my life, most definitely. It's just, you know, talking about how I went from female to male and through my childhood and how I, you know, had a really difficult time in my, you know, early to late teens. And, you know, I had suicide attempts and drug addiction and all kinds of crazy things. And then how I became myself through my transition to becoming a man. So, yeah, it's basically that. A lot of people like to come and hear my story, and it doesn't necessarily, I think that my story transcends just being a transsexual man. It talks about just learning how to love myself and become happy in my skin, and I think most people just kind of aspire in some way to get that.
And you're listening to Transpositions on Joy 94.9. Now, I was actually going to say, the lead singer from Spectacular Spectacular, Isley Russ, she's actually trans, and we're actually looking at having her come on to a special show that we're going to be running on Thursday next week. Now, those who don't know, Thursday next week happens to fall on to being the 20th of November, which is Transgender Day of Remembrance. So we're going to be running a special show between 9 a.m. and 12 p.m. on Thursday next week, so we will be having Isley through on the phone. Unfortunately, she's not in the country. We'd love to have her here, but we'll have her on our phone interview, and there's lots we're going to be wanting to talk to her about in terms of her band and some of the projects that she's working on. And if there are people who have been watching the True Trans documentaries on AOL Originals, which you can stream through YouTube, Isley is one of the people who's actually on that, so you'll give me an idea as to who she is and what she's been doing.
Excellent. That was a great song. I'm looking forward to chatting to her when she comes on.
That song absolutely rocks. I absolutely love it. I really heard it today for the first time. I thought, wow, amazing. Wow. Really like it.
Wow. Yep. So do be listening on the 20th of November, Thursday, to Joy 94.9 for our very special Trans Day of Remembrance. And we'll also be joined by Michelle and Andrea if she's around. So it'll be a big show.
Yeah,
excellent.
We've also got some other people coming through as well, so we're really looking forward to that day, because it is a very special day. If you are trans, obviously you've got to appreciate and understand how difficult it is, and for some people they're no longer with us, and it's really important that we remember those people who either left the world early through their own hand or through someone else's hand. So it's an important show for us.
It's also important just to stay positive as well, so we're going to have a lot of positive stories and remember the positives as well as the sad moments throughout a transgender person's journey. Now, Andrea, I wanted to talk about positives with you and your partner, who you said you've been with your partner for 37 years.
Yes.
Wow, that's awesome.
Congratulations. Oh, that's fantastic.
She's absolutely gorgeous.
Yeah. Must be so in love with her. That sounds absolutely fantastic.
Yeah.
I honestly, she's really the only person I really, really care about in the world. Everyone else comes in a second.
Wow.
Don't you care about me, Andrea?
Sorry, Kurt. You're sort of around the second.
But you know what? Being trans and having that support person with you like that, being there through thick and thin and seeing you go through such a huge change, that is so important. And just having that person there for you who's able to go through that with you, and obviously for them, it's quite a huge change for themselves personally.
I am so lucky to have her in my life.
Yeah.
She has supported me, and it's something that she didn't buy into. She didn't know anything about it, and absolutely no hint of it anywhere along the line until it just happened. Mm-hmm. And that's it. Everything was bottled up inside me, and I really didn't put anything out there ever. And she was there when I actually came out and told her about it. She didn't understand it at first. She didn't know what the implications were or anything like that. But she sat there, listened, and tried to understand. And she has made all the difference in my life.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, how did you educate her and let her know what transitioning was?
Talk, 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 talk.
Mm-hmm.
And I probably didn't do enough talking.
So was it like, did you have any, like, some resistance from her in terms of acceptance or understanding and those kinds of things? Or was it something that she just welcomed because you were such an important person to her as well?
I'm not sure that she actually understood what transgender was. Mm. And mean, I didn't really understand the full implications of what I was about to do either. All I knew is that there was something that was going to happen, and I tried explaining how I felt and where things were leading. I think I was very lucky that I'd sort of managed to contact some support groups back then. And you're sort of looking at, you know, 2008 and just, you know, being able to introduce her to other people that had partners at the time. And their partners were going through very similar experiences to what Sue was going through. And just to see that there were people that were still together probably gave us a chance to talk a bit further and to have a slightly better understanding of what was happening. Unfortunately, being transgender is just something you're born with. It's not something you can create or develop or anything like that. It's there and it's not going away. And if you're really true to yourself, it's up to you to follow through. Yeah. Having your partner with you is so important. Susan is my soulmate. I just couldn't imagine being without her. And unfortunately, she didn't have any idea of who I really was. A long time ago, I thought I could deal with it, but she's been able to help me through, and she's been very, very supportive.
That's fantastic to hear. Yeah. I'm so happy for you, Andrea.
I think there's such a special story because I know that with other people as well, I think Michelle, her partner as well, has also been sort of really good as well. So that's fantastic.
It would be good if, you know, we could set up something or have more groups out there, certainly Alphabet Soup, for partners to go and find support from. You can contact Transpositions during the week, transpositions@joy.org.au if you'd like to email us with any questions. We have all finished up here for tonight. Unfortunately, it goes so quickly.
It does. It actually flies by.
It flies by. It's been lovely having you both in the studio, Andrea and Megan. It's been fantastic tonight.
Wonderful to be here.
Thanks for coming along. Now, we will be having you back on soon, Andrea. Joy's 21st birthday is coming up, so we'll have the whole crew here. Thank you again for listening tonight. Tune in next week for another special show of Transpositions.
Yeah, Tuesday, then Thursday.
Tuesday and Thursday. Don't forget, 20th of November, Trans Day of Remembrance.
Yes.
You are on Joy 94.9.
You can find more Joycasts and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.